Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Daily Tip on the MGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Best bets coming your way. Donkster, ready to rock here in the studio. I'm live in D.C. She's live outside of Nashville in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Chelsea, what's on the docket today? Is a slow Monday there? You said it was storming earlier. I think I heard the storm, like, coming through your window earlier this morning.
Yeah, so we want and need rain because we are in a drought. The lawn is looking brown and all the leaves are already falling off the trees. Oh. So in order for me to have the Christian girl autumn that I want, I need the leaves to stay on the trees until they change colors because I need my Instagram pictures, Jenks. This is serious business.
It is. Oh, so let me ask you this. When it comes to the yard, we were talking about Jake earlier, your husband. Is Jake a big yard guy? Like, is he out there, you know, manicuring the yard? Some guys get really into doing yard. Like, who's the Major League Baseball player? Maybe it was a football player, plays for the Eagles or someone, who bought himself, like, a riding mower as soon as he got some money because he loves, like, riding and taking care of the lawn. I got to look that up. But some guys are huge, like, lawn guys. Maybe there's a lawn gal. Is Jake a big lawn guy?
His one job when it comes to the outdoor landscaping is mowing the lawn. And he does take pride in it. Okay. He does those little lines that you know they do in, like, at baseball fields where they have, like, the checkerboard. He does that on our little sliver of yard, so he does enjoy it.
Oh, that's awesome. Never again for this guy. Never again. I told you that. I mowed so many lawns when I was a kid. Oh, my God. In the Texas summer, every week on a riding mower for hours at a time. Not just mowing. No. Edging. Weed eating. Raking. And then putting all the grass in trash bags. And then after you were done, the St. Augustine you can't use the riding mower on that. Then you got to bring out the push mower. Oh, my God. I did so much of that when I was a kid. I was like, when I get older, I'm never, ever mowing a lawn again. I told the lovely Catherine, one of these days we're going to move because we look at houses that have yards. I'm like, we're hiring somebody to mow that yard. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. I'm out. I made that promise to myself as a high schooler, and I'm holding to that promise.
It's not one of those things that makes you feel more of a man, because I think Jake likes that part of it. Like, he likes grilling. He likes mowing the lawn. Like, he likes doing, like, the manly part of, like, chores, and I'm fine with that. Like, that's totally fine with me, but some guys take pride in it. But I will say, like, the funniest thing is when you drive by somebody's house, and it's like a 92-year-old woman on a lawnmower. And you're like, look at her still getting it. But it's not difficult. You just have to do it.
You have to have the patience for it. I mean, there is if you want to do the checkered, the mowing that Jake does, that's not necessarily easier. I mean, sometimes it's easier just to kind of go alongside and just, go right up against the lawn that's been cut versus the lawn that hasn't been. But yeah, I get that. Some people take really, a lot of pride in it. And I get that. But again, I did that so much, and just like, I don't miss it, and I don't feel the need to prove anything. If you do, good for you. But for me, I'm like, no, I already did. When we won Yard of the Month, as I've told this story before, when I was in high school, and when we won, I'm like, okay, this is great. It was the worst thing ever because then everybody came by to look at the yard. I'm like, I've already peaked here. I'm never doing this again. Like, I'm very vehement against mowing another lawn. Never again.
But a good lawn is one of those things that, like, you don't notice until somebody has a bad lawn. You're like, that's a bad lawn. It's almost like special teams in the NFL. You don't notice until somebody bungles it to the point where they lose a game.
It's so true. Because you'll drive, you're like, oh, nice lawn, nice lawn. Oof, what is this? 3.5, 4 weeks? What are you doing here? There's weeds doing. Yeah, come on. Put some water on this thing. It's brown. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe and Sammy P are here to talk about what they saw over the weekend of both the National Football League and college football. And then Noops. I wonder if they yell that. Noops Christensen will be along for his take at 10 o'clock. All right, Chelsea, here we are. Brand new week. One of my favorite times during the show on a Monday because we wipe the slate clean and we tell you our favorite plays. So let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
All right. You were talking about this in the previous segment, and it's a good one.
Yeah, I swear if I lose another bet by 1 yard, I'm going to lose it. So, Sam Laporta, you best not be getting 44 yards tonight. We need you to go over 44 and a half receiving yards tonight for the Lions tight end. All right, so we've talked about this Lions and Ravens game a lot, and I feel like we already have the template for it. We saw a game between the Ravens and the Bills be an absolute shootout, 40-41. And oddsmakers kind of put that number on this game as well, as the total is set at 53.5. So I think there's going to be a lot of back and forth action. And I think Sam Laporta has a great matchup here against this Ravens secondary, who's been giving up the second most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. If you look at that Bills game, they gave up 97 receiving yards to the tight ends of the Bills. Three guys all combined to have a big night against this Ravens defense. So I think that's the case with Sam Laporta. Plus, he's already shown big game potential this year. Had 6 catches for 79 yards against the Packers. I think it is a big Sam Laporta night. So let's go Sam Laporta over 44.5 receiving yards.
All right. I got 2 bets on the card. Let's start with baseball. How about that? Baseball picks have been pretty good to us here over the past few weeks in particular because we have so much of a sample size. I'm going to go with the Braves on the run line hosting the Nats today. And you've got Mackenzie Gore going up against Chris Sale. As good as Mackenzie Gore is, and he is very good, he plays for a bad team, but Chris Sale is clearly on a different level. If you look at what he's done, 2 runs or less in 14 of his last 15 games, he should get the run support he needs, particularly when Gore leaves the game, because the Nationals have the worst ERA in baseball, even worse than the Rockies. Also, the Braves have been rolling. Winners of 8 straight. Got hot at the wrong time, but 8 straight wins. I think they make it 9 tonight on the run line. Let's go Atlanta on the run line. It's just -110 against the Nats.
Ah, I did a quick look at the baseball slate, and I was like, is there really only 3 games?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Like, maybe that's the only games you can bet on, but, like, a pitiful slate to go up against Monday Night Football. So no baseball bets for me tonight.
All right. I was going to ask if I could convince you to make a baseball bet or at least a lean, but yeah, just a very short slate. I am also going with a football bet. Yeah, I'm going Monday Night Football. Lions-Ravens over 53.5. So I just think about all the playmakers on the field tonight, and I don't see an under. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. I mean, my God, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Mark Andrews, Zay Flowers. Also, we look at the Ravens defense. They're going to be shorthanded tonight. Kyle Van Noy is out. Nnamdi Madubuike is going to be out as well. I think it lends itself to being, you know, a higher scoring game because of that. And also just look at the two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offenses that we have. Sure, week one against the Packers, the Lions struggled. And then what happened when they got away from that Packers defense, which is arguably the best in the NFL? They put up a 50-burger on Chicago. What have we seen from the Ravens in the last 2 weeks? 40 against the Bills, 41 against the Browns. These are two good defenses, but not great defenses. So I'm going to go over 53 and a hook. We've seen the money move in that direction because the total started at 52 and a hook. So let's go over tonight and hope for a lot of points in Charm City.
I think it's also fair to assume that the Lions offense is going to get better as the season progresses. Because yeah. It's very easy to start the season slow when you lose both your coordinators. Like, it's going to take a bit. But luckily, it feels like it only took 1 week as they put up that huge total on the Bears. So I will be rooting for an over as well.
Yeah, let's do that. I think it's a good point about the Lions. Look, it takes some time to, of course, adjust to a new offensive system and a new offensive coordinator. But when you have all of that talent, I just don't foresee an issue with the Lions suddenly, you know, scoring 17, 18 points again. They're just too good not to. And again, we saw that against Chicago. Before we find out what's coming up on Bet Sweats, the Donkster is here. He had a good weekend, I assume, and he's ready to go. Donkster, come on in. What's going on?
Good morning, Chelsea. I hear your husband Jake is now running errands for people and delivering things. So I have a few requests.
I'm sure you do.
Number one, a signed baseball glove for my collection. Number two, a pumpkin spice latte from the local Starbucks. And number three, I need Natalie's number. She works the afternoon shift at Moby Dickies.
Oh, look at the Hendersonville reference.
I mean, the doctor knows
restaurant.
Hendersonville. Yeah, is Moby Dickies good?
It's on the water, and it's seafood. It's really good.
Natalie likes to work outdoors.
Oh, here we go.
All right, good enough. Well, I was going to ask you, I was searching Hendersonville restaurants, and I was like, oh, Moby Dickies? When's the last time you were at Moby Dickies on the water?
I've been there a couple times. They usually have very long wait times because everybody wants to go there. So, solid poll, Jenks. Look at you.
All right.
It wasn't my dad. It was me.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, well done. Well done. Why not stay with the bed? Coming up next on Bad Sweats. Oh, look at this. A gentleman and a scholar. It is Joe O. Joe O, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Great weekend of football.
I
actually found
man?
A couple winners in the NFL. That was nice to be on the right side of a couple
Ooh.
Things for once. Rough start to the season, but I think now we're getting an idea of what the hell these teams are.
It's hard.
Yeah. You shocked by Mariota in that?
You know what? Yes and no. Like, I think he's gotten better sort of being able to absorb a system that he loves. Like, he keeps saying, like, I love this system. Like, he really loves Kingsbury, and it really fits his skill set. I mean, I didn't expect that sort of performance, but if you looked at him filling in last year, he was really good.
Yeah.
We had him on the Titans.
I didn't want to bring anything
Don't
up.
Don't fall too much in love is all I'm saying.
Short-lived. Like, one of those situations can step in for a week or two as a backup.
Yeah.
Be just fine, and then you don't want to get overexposed. Right, Donkster?
Right. Or
there's no like, such thing!
Oh, no. Like, how do we come back from that? Like, we saw it with Russell Wilson. Like, 1 week, he looked amazing. I'm like, Russell Wilson is here to stay. Russell Wilson is not here to stay.
Boo! Like, the hour that I saw, it was all boos. Like, get him out of there. Yeah, today WFAN is going to be on fire. And I think we all saw it coming, right? You've got the Chiefs haven't won a game. Spags dialing up that defense. Like, no, you're not the Cowboys defense. Caleb was maybe the best quarterback yesterday.
Like, it was
that's
awesome.
How bad the Cowboys are.
God. And that, you know, Jackson Dart's going to get the call soon, right? Like, that's just going to be the call for the Giants. Mm-hmm. Joe, great to see you. Have a great show. That's it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. We always appreciate you being with us as we're live across the country Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 in the morning. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a fantastic day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.